Holy shit, we're back! Welcome to Cactus Elbow Hangover, a podcast about wrestling. What's up, everybody? My name is Ann Hobbs.
I'm 2Ton21.
And this is Infamous Afro. I missed you guys.
We missed you too. I feel like it's been way too long.
Bro hugs all around.
Well, we're here. We're alive.
Yeah.
We've made it through the last month.
Indeed.
And we're here to tell the tale. Super excited to be back. Not super excited for the news, though. Let's hop into the news. Becky Lynch does one of the cooler invasions of one brand taking over another, then gets her fucking nose broken by Nia Jax, and possibly concussed. Apparently she was concussed.
Mm-hmm.
Still managed to pull off, like, a sick promo after being bathed in her own blood, but now she's out of Survivor Series.
Irish war paint, as she defined it.
The Irish war paint.
Accurate.
Yep, yep. Everybody thinks they're a badass until the fucking man comes around.
I mean, she had a pretty nice black eye from what I saw, so, like, and slight broken nose, even though there's no shift in it, so that's good.
Yeah, that's super good. We wish her a speedy recovery.
Indeed.
Hopefully she's able to come back soon and does not have to relinquish the title. I thus far have not seen that as a thing that's going to be happening.
Yeah.
So hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully it doesn't.
Hopefully not, but did you see who she selected to take her place?
No, I didn't. Who is it?
Something that I don't feel makes very much sense considering the feud, but I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious. It's Charlotte.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
I am a little saddened by it. I kind of feel like that's just kind of like they just had a feud and then all of a sudden she's like, yep, I select you and you better win this, and gives her a hug. I was just like, what? You guys are just like killing each other.
That's a little weird, but I mean, I would suspect Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey should be a good match. If it's not,
it just doesn't have that feeling anymore.
No, it doesn't have any, like, there's, I don't think, any way you could bring that type of feeling back into a match.
Mm-hmm.
After the hype that fucking Becky Lynch put into this. Good Lord. She was, and I excuse the pun here, she was on fucking fire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's all into that and everything. She's calling herself the man. Hell, oh, fucking
dude.
Yeah, girl. Go get that shit.
Her Twitter game has been so cold. It's just mean, dude. Just mean. And I love it. Becky, we hope you get well soon. Hopefully there aren't any repercussions from this.
Right.
Hopefully we just, you know, do the mandatory waiting period for a concussion, and mm-hmm. then she's back in business.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right. I mean, damn. Okay. What does everyone see in Nia Jax that I'm missing?
I mean, you know, I'm gonna just go ahead and say I feel like I've been in Nia Jax's corner
mm-hmm.
up until this moment. Nia Jax injures somebody like that again, though, and I'm gonna be pulling a quick 180.
Yeah,
she's injured three people so far.
Yeah, I know. And this really, it just, the you watch the replays from other angles, and it really just, I don't want to say that she was intentionally trying to injure her, but.
Oh, no. But she definitely added that pepper on it.
Whew, yeah, man, that was not safe work. I know she's just coming back, but damn. And it sounds like she got some pretty heavy real-life heat backstage from that.
Ooh, I'm not surprised.
Well, I think at first they weren't super upset about it, and I suspect they started seeing replays from other angles, and they were like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, Becky Lynch may be the man. Becky Lynch is not very big.
Nope.
You know, not in comparison. Jesus Christ.
I mean, regardless.
Yeah,
She got back up. She still put on one hell of a thing, and a lot more people still appreciated her. With that blood all over.
It was killer. It just really even drove home more this run being comparable to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the blood, the just pure badassery that goes on with it. Her not giving a flying fuck, just hitting people with chairs, bleeding all over, running into the crowd.
Giving a flying fuck. Yes.
Dude, it's where it's at. It's where it's at. So another injury that happened had people pretty concerned for a moment. Cody Rhodes. Old Cody. Hopping in ring, taunting the crowd, acting like he's going to throw a shirt to somebody, and all of a sudden his knee pops.
Ooh.
Thankfully, it was just a meniscus tear. Sounds like it was pretty minor, and he will be able to make all of his obligations through Wrestle Kingdom. So he says.
Mm.
So hopefully that's the truth, and that's not just him being overly optimistic. But careful taunting the crowd. B, I hope he gets better. Like that's some scary shit. Sounds like some things are really about to take off for him. Not like they haven't already taken off for him. Like,
right.
He's one of the biggest names in independent wrestling right now.
Right.
But yeah, hopefully it's just a as minor as he states it, and it's not going to be a career ender 5 years down the road.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's getting injured this season. Triple H tearing his.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, you know, that happens when you get to Triple H's age and you try and do these types of hardcore matches.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was necessarily considered a hardcore match.
It wasn't even
match.
That good.
I know.
It wasn't even that good.
I know. It was a bunch of old motherfuckers in a ring. Like, at some point, I hope that they lay off.
Mm-hmm.
Let the young blood get in there.
Oh, no. Those Saudis, they wanted to give that money to get everybody there. So they paid for that event.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong.
They got Sean to come out of retirement.
Yeah, how many millions did that take?
Millions.
Yeah, it looks like
millions.
He walked away with a pretty penny.
Mm-hmm.
Now he doesn't want to wrestle again, ever. And he probably doesn't have to.
Yeah, I was going to say.
His
retirement is secured.
Yeah, kids are put through college.
Fucking grandkids are put through college.
Yeah, that's the truth. Speaking of big money and injuries, and unfortunately Roman Reigns being out,
mm-hmm.
may he also have a speedy recovery.
Indeed.
Being diagnosed with the reoccurrence of leukemia, that is terrible. We
Terrible.
On this podcast have, on more than one occasion, maybe been overly critical of Roman Reigns' performances, as many people are. Because
I backed off.
Hey, you know what? We've all it's part of the entertainment. It's part of his character. People love to hate him. And that being said, we don't actually hate Roman Reigns. We have love for everybody in the industry, minus people who are actually douchebags and. And so speedy recovery.
Can we get that list going? Who are these douchebags are you referring to?
Oh, I don't actually know. They're hypothetical douchebags. I suspect that there are probably wrestling people out there that maybe aren't great folk.
No.
Gasp.
It can't be.
Iron Sheik got all coked up and came and threatened my dad when I was a kid. shit like that.
That could have been last week, man.
Bubba. So anyway, big money, folks being out. Sounds like, or rumor has it, that is, that the WWE is offering the Elite quite a large package.
Package.
Pun absolutely intended.
Only if they get Joey Ryan to come.
Oh, that would be glorious. But
you guys seriously need to work on the phrasing. Seriously.
But,
All intended.
So the unique thing here is that it's being reported all of the Elite have been offered the same amount of money. It's an equal deal all across the board for each one, which is not something that the WWE normally does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a
they're the hot going thing right now. So
their contracts are up soon. So what do they do? It seems they've been really playing the angle pretty heavy on being the Elite and just kind of in general on social media. But I wonder if that, like, it's so heavy that I wonder if they're going to turn it down and kind of do their thing. And part of me is like, do it. And part of me is like, come revolutionize the other industry.
But would they? or would they be homogenized like everybody else?
I don't know. I think they have a lot of power behind of what they got right now. And so, and with them thinking about their families and whatnot and wanting to get that score, that big, big cash reward, it'd be really, really good for them to get a short-term contract with WWE just to see how the buzz goes.
Truth.
Yeah.
And if they did an NXT sort of thing, you know, that's a fast 1 to 2 years right there.
I don't think they would.
I think they put them straight on the main roster.
The main roster right now. They got great heat right now. They can take it to the main roster.
Oh, and if they came through and they did any sort of club thing with Styles, you know, with Anderson and Gallows, with Balor, man. I mean, if they even formed that faction of nine wrestlers maybe.
That'd be a pretty big move.
That's like some NWO style shit again. Mm-hmm. You know, that's bringing it to a faction that is going to dominate. That could be fun. It could be fun. Or it could be horribly written and just awful. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they'd let it happen.
There's no way they could. It would be a goddamn travesty if they burned it all down just coming to the WWE.
I hate to be this guy, but I think that all depends on the paycheck.
Yeah, maybe.
I
don't think there's anybody in the industry that is such an artist that they're above selling their soul. You know, if it comes down to, you know, Vince pushing a huge stack of money across the table and saying, and all you got to do is be just as boring as Kurt Angle, I'd take it. I ain't proud. I'd take that money.
I might take that money too. But that being said, I think Kurt Angle's been kind of funny lately. I liked him coming back in the terrible green suit.
Anyway, I think I'm.
They've got to take it easy on Kurt. He can't be doing all those crazy spots, and we know he wants to.
Yeah, I know, man. He's super overzealous in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
He does need to take it a little easy. Definitely.
I'm just, you know, I've seen these guys wrestle. I've watched them wrestle for, you know, 20, 30 years. And I'm kind of tired of seeing 60-year-old men beating each other up in the ring.
Truth.
There's too much talent to be spending that time on old farts in the ring. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, it's like AJ Styles is 40 years old.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of time left. It's at least not to wrestle at the capacity that he is.
Agreed.
Samoa Joe's getting there too. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like 36, 37.
Yep.
A lot of these guys that they've got on the roster that they could be utilizing in main events, and to some extent do.
Mm-hmm.
They could be utilizing a lot more.
Yep.
And it would be really entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like they're really running a line here of losing out on these guys while they can still do the performing.
Yeah.
You know, at the level. And, you know, maybe to these guys, it's like they're getting towards the end of their like peak career. Maybe they don't want to be doing these moves as much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, we say it's that. Crazy. Meanwhile, Jeff Hardy's still pulling shit.
Holy Moses, though. Jeff Hardy is just a different animal. And, you know, I'm going to go off topic for just a little bit. I have been really, really entertained by his feud with Shinsuke Nakamura.
Hmm.
And I feel like that is just being tossed to the wayside, like at every opportunity for us to watch it and enjoy it.
That's a damn shame.
It is. I just enjoyed their ring chemistry. I enjoy them mocking each other. It's fun. They're both weird. And it works really well.
That's true.
Speaking of Shinsuke, I am so angry at the level of use Shinsuke has gotten, which is non-existent.
I know. But we do get him versus Seth Rollins at Survivor Series.
I mean, great. I hope that's going to be a good match. That. Yeah, I want that. But damn, man, like, what about feuds on the show? Like, come on. Like,
well, no, I'm saying.
Some more wrestling.
Right. And it seems like anytime they have him in a storyline, they then bring in a third party to subvert the storyline.
Yeah.
So it's not even about him anymore. It's about these two other wrestlers trying to get the U.S. title from Shinsuke Nakamura, who then will inevitably beat them, but have like relatively no story going on. I enjoy the Nakamura stuff. It's funny.
Me too.
Like,
I want
just
it.
Let him keep going, you know? And I don't know. Apparently, a lot of it has to do with, you know, the lack of English that
he can speak.
though he works really well. Like, man, you can tell he has been putting in
effort.
I think he
has the best English out of them all. Like, you know.
No, I'm saying, like, and that's, but that's the same thing with Asuka, is like, they won't give Asuka a push because she can't speak English very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Vince is like, well, you know, nobody is going to understand her on the mic.
So why aren't we putting these incredibly talented wrestlers with viable managers and mouthpieces?
Dude.
Because they don't want to seem racist.
But they did it with Andrade Cien Almas, and yeah, that shit is perfect.
Perfect.
He and Selena Vega are killing that shit right now. It's a great fit for her, and it's a great solution for him.
See, it's been a great fit since NXT with the both of them. But, I mean, it's just a damn shame that, like, you know, we've come to a level where we're like, oh, these guys who have learned a second language and speak. And, you know, yeah, you can kind of go with, you know, the fact that they're foreign and it's not going to be perfect. But you can understand them and you can stop being a little bit over. And some people, I should say, can stop being a little overzealous with the.
They ain't speaking American.
As racism.
I can't understand a word they saying. They ain't talking no American.
No, what the God fuck damn is it. That? You guys know what they're saying. We all know what they're saying. It's cool. We don't need to point it out and be dicks because they have accents.
Exactly.
Right.
Speaking of off topic, are we still on the news?
Yes.
Like, are we?
Well, we were on the news. I feel like
we might have meandered a bit.
We've kind of moved on from the news to, you know, some other discussions.
we were talking about Survivor Series, yeah, and everything. We're so getting we're still
there. And you know, that's actually a really good segue for us to move into the Survivor Series and the lineup thereof.
Yes.
Team SmackDown looking interesting. So we've got Daniel Bryan and The Miz as co-captains.
Which is so good.
I've really enjoyed their chemistry thus far.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to watch tonight's episode, so I don't really know how the kind of drama from last week's shit unfolded. But I really enjoyed that ending where it was kind of Daniel turning on the rest of Team Blue there and walking away. The rest of Team Blue being Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. The best wrestler in the world, Shane McMahon.
Oh, don't remind us of the travesty.
Yeah, we're not really going to touch on Crown Jewel because that just seems like it was so long ago. But goddamn, that was really funny. Who am I missing here?
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, there we go. Rey Mysterio Jr.
Huh.
Kind of an interesting.
And did you say Jeff Hardy?
Did Jeff Hardy make it?
Yeah, I think Jeff Hardy made it.
Oh, for some reason, I thought Jeff Hardy didn't. Yeah.
So hold on 1 second.
Wait, no,
I got an update. I've got an updated list now. So yeah, we got the best wrestler in the world, Shane McMahon, Jeff Hardy, The Miz, Samoa Joe, and Rey Mysterio. And the captain is The Miz. So I'm imagining something happened on SmackDown tonight.
Yes. That's what it sounds like. So then on Raw, we've got Braun Strowman, the Constable Baron Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Team Captain.
Nice.
Baron Corbin.
As well he should be.
Right. Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
The Scottish, what are we calling him now? The Scottish Psychopath.
Is that what they're calling him now?
Yeah, that seems to be like what they're referring to him as
that's
now.
That's terrible.
Only that's so that only so that they could like have that one, you know, short Shield versus McIntyre and Ziggler feud. And
whoa, they have whoa, the what?
Wait, what now?
I'm whoa. Just gonna throw out there
whoa.
Real quick.
Hang what? On. We have breaking news. What's the breaking news?
I shouldn't be on social media at this point. There's just shit that's just not is just happening right now.
Well, now let's find out about the shit that, you know, this is an up-to-date podcast.
That's right.
Says wow, the podcast okay. That was gone.
We are officially have a new WWE champion.
What? Who?
Daniel Bryan.
No.
What? Whoa, so wait, we're going to have Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar this weekend? Is that what's happening? Is that what that's what that implies, right?
Okay. I'm losing my mind here because, I have somebody who's like actually showing up to date shit right now.
To update our listeners, SmackDown Live is just ending right now.
It's just ending. Daniel Bryan has, and spoiler for anyone.
Spoiler alert!
Right now,
it doesn't matter. Well, this
has kicked AJ in the balls.
What? Whoa. Oh, it's a low blow.
Perform a knee to the face and has won the championship.
Oh, heel Bryan. Heel Bryan, yes or no? I don't know, but yes.
I did not see that coming at all.
Holy shit. Well, fucking A, man. You guys cannot get news this up to date.
Except that most literally of you are probably also ago. Watching SmackDown right now.
Unless you were watching SmackDown, in which case you know this. But
and by the time you're hearing this podcast, it will probably have been a day or two.
You're killing our credibility, saying. Smalls.
We never had credibility, Hobbs.
We don't need to. Yeah, we've
lost
that
a long time ago.
And I just want to go back to this whole, I can't let go of this Scottish psychopathic. Scottish and psychopath are the same fucking word. Okay? So, redundant.
It's true. You might as well just say Scottish.
Hi, Scotland. We love you.
Or psychopath.
Right. They both it means the same
it's
thing.
It's all psychopath Scottish, sure.
Yep.
They're synonymous. They're just interchangeable. Completely interchangeable. So getting back to our updated Team Raw lineup, we've got Constable Corbin as the captain. Mm-hmm. We've got Drew McIntyre, Dolph Ziggler, surprise pick of Finn Balor.
Okay. All right.
Which... I great pick.
Sure.
Kind of just had me a little guffawed. And Braun Strowman. It's a heavy team. That's good one team. Of those teams that... Am I missing someone? I think... apparently I am. Who am I missing?
Bobby Lashley.
Oh, shit. That's right. Forgot about Bobby Lashley. Sorry, Bobby. Forgetting about our hometown boy, dude.
Lashley.
You're going to have to turn in your Colorado card.
Yeah, that's probably...
That's it.
Dude, like, I can't believe I even spent a moment, like, grabbing my phone and looking at anything, like, Reddit-level shit.
Yeah, I sometimes make that mistake or feel that way on Facebook. Like, I'll be behind on a fucking pay-per-view or something, and then I'll log into Facebook on a down moment and then see the fucking winner of the next match or something and just be like, what? shit! No, why did I do that?
I just went through Reddit and I was just like, oh no.
No, what no, are no, you doing? No, yes, yep. No, yeah, no, shit.
I can't wait to see a lot of crazy reactions from that shit.
Oh, for sure. Oh, the birth of crazy Daniel Bryan. Dark Daniel. That's what I'm gonna call him.
Darth Daniel.
Even better. There it is. Oh, Darth Daniel. Yes.
Copyright Cactus Elbow.
All rights reserved.
We should have some t-shirts printed up. Darth Daniel.
He strikes me way more as a Darth helmet than...
Oh, damn. So she did have a broken nose and a concussion. Woo.
Yeah, they took her out because her concussion protocol is a week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a week minimum.
Yep.
That yeah. She has to be pissed.
I'm pretty sure she was too. And now somebody on Reddit is losing their mind.
Oh, I bet.
All the unsafe practices of Nia Jax. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, well, I mean, come on. We've been concerned about her shit since the first time we saw her drop Charlotte on the back of her neck.
Oh, that was ugly. Right?
Remember that?
That's very true.
I do remember that. That was scary. Yeah, you know, she's a big girl. She needs to learn to not punch people full force.
Yeah.
So
all that power.
Wow. So now we're gonna have a Survivor Series for the
Brock Lesnar
versus Daniel Bryan. Wow.
Who could have saw that coming?
I kudos, man. Kudos to them for pulling that shit out. I wonder if that's been the game plan.
I saw it coming a mile away. I just didn't want to spoil it for you guys. I am a prognosticator of the finest tier, my friend.
So moving to the women's team, we'll start with Raw because this actually had one of my favorite moments. So the captain of the Raw's team is Alexa Bliss, but she is not actually on the team. She's just the captain.
Right.
And she's, I guess, kind of doing more of a managerial role for a little while. I'm not entirely sure the extent of that or if they're going to have her like not wrestle at all or what. But they want her on the mic. So she's staying on the mic for now.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's cool. So she's got her kind of team evil going on. Reese, you're going to have to help me out here.
Come on. I'm going to see if I can will it.
Well, we've
use
got
the force, Reese.
Mickie James.
Uh-huh.
We've got Nia Jax. We've got...
Wait. All right. No, Mickie James is not.
Oh, isn't she?
No.
Oh, for some reason, I thought she was. Okay, but so Nia Jax is on there, though, right?
Yes.
And so is...
Ember Moon.
Oh, there we go. Ember Moon. What is...
Snuka.
There you go. Tamina. All I could remember was Snuka for a second, and I was like, "That no." And then
Natalia
Ruby Riott.
And Ruby Riott.
Oh, Natalia's on there? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I loved how they played this. They had Alexa Bliss running the qualifying match for the last member of the team. And it's going to be between Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Oh, boy.
And they have them go at it for a while. And then Tamina and Nia Jax go in and beat the ever-living hell out of them. And she just laughs about it. And is like, well, it looks like neither one of them won. So I guess the next member is going to be Ruby Riott. And has Ruby Riott come down. So classic evil villain, you know? Like, just setting it up to fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good storytelling right there. That's how you get a good bad guy. I just wanted to share that story because I thought it was really funny.
It is pretty funny.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed.
Indeed.
Team SmackDown, we have, I don't even know.
Asuka, Naomi, Sonya Deville, Carmella, and I'm missing, I think the Iconics might have joined them.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Well, actually, I don't know. They don't have a team captain, I know that. They never announced a team captain.
I'm just going to look it up real quick. Let's fix this in post. Fix it in post. Oh, so you were right. Up to, I think this was probably announced tonight, but the final member was to be announced, like TBA.
Ah.
So I'm not entirely sure who they ended up throwing on there. So I think the match I'm least excited about is going to be this next one, which is the tag team Survivor Series match, which is like a 10-person tag team match.
That's going to be terrible and confusing, he says with his mouth full of cookie.
Indeed. So on Team Raw, we've got Gable and Rude, The Ascension, Lucha House Party, which, all right, I'm with that. They're winning me over with Lucha House Party. I'm glad they're getting some main big-time love there. And The Revival. And then Team SmackDown, to the best of my knowledge, is just The Usos and The New Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably just going to be them. Do they even have more tag teams, apart from The Bar?
They haven't announced them.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like the weirdest Survivor Series ever. There's like a bunch
really
of TV
weird
announcements.
Yeah. You know, we've got the Intercontinental Championship, Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Should be a fun match.
I'm putting that could be my match of the night.
It definitely could be. Have they ever wrestled before? I mean,
unless they have in ROH.
Nice. This could be a great match. I'm also excited about the tag champion match because we've got the Authors of Pain now,
mm-hmm,
versus the Bar.
Could be a really great match.
And those are some big dudes. Mm-hmm. That's just a ring full of big dudes throwing each other around.
There's a whole lot of
people.
Like Cesaro is the smallest guy in that match and he is pure muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter because he'll deadlift anybody that's there. It's wonderful. I'm super excited about that match. I'm over here just kind of cheering up, just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Cruiserweight Championship match, Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali. This could be a good match,
also,
too.
Also could be my match of the night, too.
Man, if it's anything really? Like, oh, dude, Mustafa Ali versus that last one with him and a Hideo Itami, that was great.
I feel like I need to point out the distinct chasm in talent level between Hideo Itami and Buddy Murphy. I mean, I'm not saying the guy can't wrestle. I'm saying there's a difference in talent level there.
He's definitely been putting on some great matches.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll take your word for it. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
He's been up there, man. He's really been impressing me.
Yeah, it was like I was saying in two Omaha, like the last time they came through Omaha, Buddy Murphy took on Mustafa Ali in one hell of a match this year.
Really?
Yeah, Omaha, they already have a great match. Yeah. Because they were doing number one contender match. That was the number one contenders match before Buddy Murphy won it, right?
No. That was like a few of them. That's like a couple back, I would say. Okay. Because I know that, what's his name? I don't know why I'm forgetting his name, but he's like the guy who's anti-cruiserweight.
Oh, Drew Gulak.
Yes, Drew Gulak. He was the number one contender for a bit as well. And then, like, finally, Buddy Murphy got his shot, I think, after that.
I would not be upset to see Drew Gulak take the belt at some point in time.
Everybody wants that.
Dude, his mic work has just been great. So, I think we would be remiss if we didn't bring up the fact that we're going to have Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. Oh, wait, did we bring that up already?
Yes.
Sort of.
We brought it up live as it happened.
Yeah.
I might be a little excited to see what happens with this match. I'm just saying. All right. That being said, we also have NXT TakeOver coming up. War Games 2. Who, if it's anything like the last War Games, I think we're all going to be in for a treat.
It's going to be just as great. Undisputed versus those four sons of bitches. Ricochet.
Pete Dunne and the War Machine. War Raiders. I know. It's so hard not to call them War Machine.
I hate the name War Raiders.
I don't like it either. Sucks. It doesn't make any sense. Like, what does that mean? They're War Raiders. I'm not even going to get started on it.
Raiders of War. Y'all, I don't know, man.
There were a lot of other war people you could have been. I understand War Machine, maybe that is trademarked to a point where you can't use it.
Probably the same with like War Dogs and War Boys.
Yeah, but I mean, couldn't they just be like War? Oh, I was going to say Warhammer, and then I was like, no, they can't.
They could have just doubled down and been War.
They could have been War. I would have liked War versus. They could have just been War. That's shit, they could have just dropped they could have just been War. Could have been great.
Yeah.
And then the crowd probably would have sung the theme song.
Yeah. Good God, y'all.
But still, though, better than War Raiders.
Right.
But yeah, oh, man, them versus, who am I looking for? God damn it.
You got me, buddy.
Who are they facing? Or? There you go, the Undisputed Era. For some reason, I wanted to start it with Era, and then...
Era of undisputedness. The era
of something. No, that's not right. Anyway, yes, Undisputed Era. Back in full force, finally.
In full force now, which
is
great.
I'm glad Fish is recovered and is doing his thing, which is being a badass in the ring. Another guy who is, like, getting up there in age. And, you know, let's utilize him. Let's utilize him before it's too late.
Right.
We've got Shayna Baszler versus Kairi Sane in a best of three falls match. And that should be fucking badass.
Hey, if it's anything like what Evolution brought us.
Let's just take a step back for a sec to talk about how badass Evolution was. I would argue that is maybe one of the best, if not the best, pay-per-view they've put out this year. Year's almost done, y'all.
I'm going to be a little critical. While I thought it was a great pay-per-view, there were some matches I probably could have lived without a little bit.
Okay. It was a long pay-per-view also.
Yeah, I mean, Becky Lynch versus Charlotte was amazing.
It was, though the few times that the ref had to kind of save the match was also quite amazing to me. Like, that kind of won it for me in a few ways. Like, him kicking the chair to Becky Lynch while she's on the ground. That was amazing.
The ref we deserve.
Like, he just accidentally happens to kick it right in her hand. Love it.
Oops.
Love it. I feel like they could make a storyline out of that. And it would be amazing. Or him holding her up while she's power bombing fucking Becky or Charlotte off of the top turnbuckle. It's great. But that being said, that was a stellar match. With ref saves or not, it was a lot of fun. I feel like the ref saves made it a little more fun. But yeah, no, I really liked that. I felt like that was a super solid pay-per-view for the most part in comparison to what we've been getting from the WWE. Like, let's compare that to the Crown Jewel.
Okay, that's
Evolve
that's
all
just,
day.
That's just picking on someone. Come on now.
Well, I think it's great.
Now you're just bullying the disabled.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. So then we'll have Aleister Black versus Johnny Gargano. Should be a stellar match. Aleister Black.
I'm actually excited for that match. I think
Johnny Gargano doing the heel turn. Maybe
I don't know if it's a heel turn. Yeah, I think it's on the line, but I think that he's still kind of Johnny Gargano. He's not like he didn't turn against the fans. He just turned against his competition.
Yeah, so. It's kind of the Becky Lynch storyline with Johnny Gargano. He's going from Johnny Wrestling to Johnny Badass. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool. And then we will have Tommaso Ciampa versus Velveteen Dream.
Also probably going to be a great match.
Whew. I really want Velveteen fucking Dream to take this.
Dream.
It's his time. It is his time. Let's do it. Let's move Tommaso and Gargano up. Personally, so I was kind of thinking about this earlier, of the way they could go with making new factions. And what if we had kind of a semi-heel faction that was led by Becky Lynch, but included Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano? I think that'd be cool. Also, why can't we have any women-led coalitions that are, like, male-female?
Because Trish Stratus bombed us out on that one.
Did she? Well, you know what? Trish Stratus had her moments
I'm flipping crap.
Was kind of legendary, but maybe wasn't the best on the mic.
Yeah, I'm flipping crap, so.
No, I know you are. It's true. Oh! I meant to bring this up in the news. And you know what? I'm
going
to throw
it out now. We're
still technically
in the news, I think, right?
No, I think
we're everywhere.
We moved into Survivors. Yeah, sure. Well, we were talking about Survivor Series.
We moved into NXT. NXT.
Then we moved on to that. Either way, Nikki Cross finally made her debut on SmackDown. And I'm super happy about it. And I'm glad that they are keeping sanity as sanity and moving forward with their crazy shit.
Word.
Let's just leave WWE altogether now. Well, I didn't think you were going to be that upset about it, but you know, whatever.
No.
Fine.
I dropped a piece of cookie on the floor. I really wanted that piece of cookie.
Cookies are good.
Dude, cookies are the best.
They are. World Tag League, New Japan. It's starting soon, y'all. And it's going to be good. Probably not as good as the Super Junior Tag Tournament that we just saw. Because holy Moses, that had some great matches. It also had some really awkward moments of people taking fingers and attacking other people's assholes with them.
That's not okay.
But all in all, it was pretty good.
Actually, who am I to say what's okay? We live in a world where a man wrestles with his penis.
Truth. And he has become a phenomenon because of it.
Indeed.
He unfortunately will not be in the World Tag League, but we do have some pretty good folk on the roster. We've got the best friends, Chucky T and Beretta. Who I'm pulling for. I'm pulling for best friends this time.
Why?
Because I like best friends. They're fucking funny. They both have been on commentary, and I've really enjoyed it. It's cool to get to know the wrestlers a little bit. Anyway, I didn't think I would like Chucky T. Chucky T's funny. And not a terrible wrestler. This is, you know, this whole thing with Chaos getting crazy. And Gato and Jado and fucking Switchblade leaving. I actually care about Chaos now. I haven't cared about Chaos.
You couldn't even say it?
Say what?
Jay White?
Yeah, whatever. He's Jay White. It's cool. I knew his
I
name.
I love it when they say his name. Jay White.
Yeah, it's good. So dramatic. I actually care about Chaos. I haven't cared about Chaos for years. I'm with it now. I don't really know why that changed it, but yeah, All right.
Because Ishii has been putting on great matches with Suzuki repeatedly this year.
Yeah, he has.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he has. So anyway, yeah, whew. Anyways, so World Tag League. We've got Best Friends. We've got Gorilla's Destiny. We've got Los Ingobernables de Japón bringing forth Evil and Sonata again, which should be pretty fun. We have...
I think they're my pick for the winners this year.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I can see it.
We've got...
Unless they really, really, really want to push... No, actually, Ishii's already got a Wrestle Kingdom match already, too. So I don't imagine him doing double booking.
Mm-mm. No, I don't see
so
that.
So I think it's going to be Evil and Sonata because there's other matches that are involving. That's where they kind of messed up. They have other. You have people already, like, wrestling.
Right, and Wrestle Kingdom.
At Wrestle Kingdom that are wrestling in this tag league.
Yep. We have Finn Juice. We'll see how they do.
Don't ever bring up that name again. It's just
Reese's least favorite wrestlers on one team.
I can't handle either one of them.
I know you can't. And I happen to actually really enjoy both of them. So yeah, that's where we're at anyway.
Right.
Killer Death Squad is coming back. You know they're probably gonna be at least in the top three because they're
Tramp Stamp Lance Hoyt is back.
A big guy. He is a really big guy.
Everybody loves Tramp Stamp Lance Hoyt.
I think Gorillas of Destiny are going to fare quite well in this as well.
I think they will, but they're the tag champs, so I don't see them going over this year. But,
yeah, that's
you know,
fair.
They will be at Wrestle Kingdom fighting someone, regardless.
Slightly off topic, not that anybody cares that we're on topic, but I am really, really excited for Tongaloa to get his own singles run. I think it's going to happen. If you noticed, nobody gets up from apeshit. He took down like 5 tag teams in a row recently on that shit. Well, when they were doing the G1 tournament, when they would have him, he finished like, I think every tag match they did during that run.
Tongaloa?
Yeah. Taking people out with apeshit?
Yeah.
Because Kevin Kelly would make Rocky Romero say it every time. But it happened almost every match he was in. He would end it with that move, and they'd be done. I'm just saying, I feel like that's build-up. I feel like it's build-up for him to get a singles run. And he's fucking huge, and he deserves a singles run. Not because he's huge, but because he's a talented wrestler. And also because he's huge.
Are you kidding me? This is the man that sat on Wrestle Kingdom and sat here and was like... You know, every time he get hit, he'd be like, shit, fuck, that fucking hurt.
It was so funny. That has to be one of the funniest matches I think I've ever seen in my life, in fact. And I recommend everyone to watch that. Was that Wrestle Kingdom 10?
Yeah, because it was two Wrestle Kingdoms back.
Right. Yeah, that was amazing. The cursing that happened in that match... Just all across the board. There were like 8 people in that tag match, and they were all dropping F-bombs in the ring. And it was like the people calling the match couldn't keep it straight because they were laughing. Like, the whole thing was...
Kevin Kelly and...
Who was with him then? It wasn't Don Callis. It was...
It was Don Callis. I think it was Don Callis as well, because they were all dying.
Don Callis is coming back, which I'm also kind of excited about.
Hooray for Don Callis!
So we've got the Elite. I'm glad they're just going by the Elite now. Mm-hmm. Though this kind of begs a couple questions, because we've got some gray area Elite Bullet Club members. I'm about to bring one up. For the Elite, we have Hangman Page and Yujiro Takahashi. So if the Elite bails, what happens to Yujiro and what happens to the Crown Jewel?
The Crown Jewel.
Yeah, I'm calling him the Crown Jewel. Do you not know who I'm talking about?
I'm trying to remember.
I'm trying to remember his name. The guy who does the package pile driver.
Kevin Owens?
No. The one who does it and gets the 5 count. Damn it. Chase Owens. Is it Chase Owens? It is Chase Owens.
I think it's Chase Owens. But that's why no one remembers him.
He's the other Owens. The other Owens that does the small package pile driver. Anyway, what happens to them? Do they just, are they going to be like the mini elite?
Well,
elite,
no, right? Hangman Page and Takahashi are going to be kind of the elite in a way, especially for the World Tag Tournament, which is weird.
Well, I know they are for the World Tag Tournament. Well, that's because the Young Bucks aren't going to be in it this year.
Well, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Hangman Page is part of this deal. Maybe.
It's possible.
Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong about that. We'll find out. Just a ton of fucking speculation at this point. Either way, they are representing the elite, which is always great because you get to see Muffin Ass when Takahashi's in the ring. And we all chuckle.
Are you kidding me?
But that is totally her Instagram name, I believe. And that shit just makes me laugh every time. Especially when Don Callis says it over and over again. Thanks, Don Callis.
Muffin Ass. Wow.
That's her tag. That's her handle. We've also got Yuji Nagata and Nanabu Nakanishi. We've got Ayato Yoshida and Shoto Umino, who are the Young Lions in this tournament. We've got, I'm going to call this team Team Lift, Michael Elgin and Jeff Cobb. It's just like the two of the largest dudes ever. Like, they're just going to be picking people up and throwing them. You know what? Maybe they're going to get my pick this year. Maybe they're going to get my pick. Who knows? Just Jesus Christ. Jeff Cobb is so big. He's just such a beast. He's
right,
a
big dude.
Chaos, we've got the traditional team of Tomohiro Ishii and Toru Yano. You know that's going to be at least mildly entertaining. We are getting two Suzuki-gun teams this year of Zack Sabre Jr. and Taichi, and then also Minoru Suzuki and Takashi Iizuka, who is the big dude, right? With the iron claw.
Yeah, the insane, crazy
big
dude.
Yeah, with the chains and the bell ringing and everybody telling
always looking to bite people and then putting on that piece of foil.
We've got Tenkozy, Hiroshi Tenzin, and Satoshi Kojima, and Togi Makabe, and Toa Hanare. I butcher his name. Ha.
He's gonna be you got so Nagata, bad. Right?
What now? Oh, yeah. No, I got Nagata and Nakanishi in there.
Okay.
Yep. So that's our lineup. I think it's going to be fun. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm choosing the besties. I think the besties are taking it this year.
I'm choosing Los.
Los Ingobernables de Jabon. I actually am really excited for them, and I hope they win it, because I do love me some LIJ. I am increasingly excited for Takahashi to come back. I hope that he does soon. I miss you.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah, he's going to get there. I haven't seen any like progress on his, or updates rather, on his status. But New Japan is so secretive about that stuff. You just never really know.
Right.
He could come back tomorrow. He probably will come back tomorrow.
Hopefully he will not.
Yeah, good no, Lord. Seriously. Take some time off. Come back next year. Like, maybe in the summer or something like that, when we know you're next heel. So, moving on in New Japan, we definitely already have some Wrestle Kingdom announcements. So, we already know, headlining, we've got Tanahashi versus Kenny Omega. That, I think, is going to be a really great match. We have
the old and the new. It should be interesting.
The old and the new. The old and the new. The very traditional New Japan versus somebody who would be probably labeled the exact opposite. A match I am very much looking forward to for the Intercontinental title. Chris Jericho.
The rematch.
Yes. The rematch of Naito versus Chris Jericho. Which hopefully is not a squash match this time. I'm looking forward to them having like a legit 30, 40 minute match. That's what I would like.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
We've got I was about to say Tomohiro Ishii, and that's not right at all. We've got Ishimori versus Kushida for the Super Junior title, which should be just a stellar match. I am very excited for this one.
It should be absolutely awesome. Yeah, I agree.
Both of those guys just are, I think, watching both of them in the ring, they're really going to push each other. And the whole buildup of Ishimori popping up with the wooden crutches and breaking them over Kushida was quite classic. When he popped up with those, I was like, damn, those are some old school looking crutches. That doesn't, like, why do they have him on those rickety ass things? Yeah, that's, I should have seen it coming.
I think Ishii is taking on Zack Sabre Jr. for the Rev Pro title on the line at Wrestle Kingdom.
You are correct. And that should also be a really great match. They're such different wrestling styles.
Agreed.
But watching Zack Sabre Jr. decide to have some balls and go up in a striking match against people like Ishii, which happens pretty much every time he's in a match with somebody like that, is always entertaining. Mostly because he's so tiny. And he just gets, you know, it's like he'll be good for the first four or five strikes, and then he just takes one that knocks him halfway across the ring. And he sells him great. I like it. It's like him versus Walter.
Oh, you bring up Walter. Damn.
Oh, I don't actually watch a lot of that promotion, but dude's huge, and seeing clips from that match, it's just like, why is Zack Sabre Jr. in the mat, like in the ring with a dude that big? You know, it just doesn't.
Right. Speaking of which, I think that we should possibly throw some Progress Wrestling in the mix, because they've been putting on some phenomenal work recently as well.
They have definitely been on my radar as somebody to check out, and I haven't.
Where are they out of?
They are Germany. Are
really?
They a Germany-based company?
Hmm. Yeah, one of them. They're also, I mean, they're based out of London, I think, actually.
Oh, okay.
Now, but they do hold German guys on their card. Walter being one of their, and holding the main title being one of the bigger guys there too. They have some really excellent talent that even NXT has just snatched up to, with Matt Riddle, and can't remember, there's one other guy too that signed up. But yeah, like, it's a good company. Pete Dunne's been there, Tyler Bate, Mustache Mountain, they've all been there.
Fuck yeah. Speaking of promotions we don't talk about much, and up-to-date spoilers, Raven just popped up at Impact Wrestling Tommy Dreamer.
Wow.
They're doing live tapings in Vegas tonight.
Wow.
I kind of just nerded out reading that.
I can almost hear the EC dub chants from all the way over.
Seriously.
Here.
Seriously.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I haven't seen or heard of Raven for a long time. So potentially welcome back, Raven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He used to be one of my faves.
Really?
One of my faves back in the day. Oh, yeah. I was really into the grunge scene anyway. It was really, you know, it was right up my alley. I also really, really liked the Even Flow. Mm-hmm. Like, I just thought it was a great looking DDT.
Indeed.
Right.
You're not wrong.
And, you know, that he used to rock it with Perry Saturn. I enjoyed Saturn at that time, too. I liked that whole faction. They had Billy Kidman was involved in that group, too.
Yeah.
The Flock. Yeah.
The Flock. Yeah. Man, back in the day. Back in the day.
Uh-huh.
No, Kidman just does production, but you know what? I think he's one of the reasons we still get cool ass matches in the WWE.
Mm.
Thanks, Billy Kidman.
Thanks, buddy. Keep up the good work, Bill.
Real talk. Where are we at? Do we have anything else to bring up? I feel like I've run out of things.
Run out of topics.
Hey, did we talk about Brock Lesnar taking on Bryan Daniel?
No, but we probably should. That's amazing.
Actually, I would actually like this us to put out our predictions for. Oh, they have an update now. Oh my God!
Okay.
What the hell?
Okay. Whoa! Wait. What's up?
Okay.
This Justin. Sorry.
In terms of the five team tag team elimination.
Oh, nice.
For SmackDown, they have introduced the Colons, Sanity.
What? They're back?
And Luke and Gallows, with the Usos being the team captains.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm not actually upset with that. I'm baffled that the Colons are back.
Right. But again, they didn't name any team captain for the SmackDown Women's Traditional. The Iconics are not in it. They are not in it.
Okay, so who's the SmackDown's women team?
Naomi, Sonya Deville, Asuka, and Carmella so far.
Oh, okay. So we don't have a last member.
So we're missing Yeah, one member.
Interesting. I wonder what they're going to do with that. Guess we'll just find out on Sunday. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, all right. Let's do some predictions. Let's start off. Let's go with the big
kickoff show.
What is the kickoff show?
It is the five-on-five tag team traditional elimination match.
Oh, really?
We have Rude and Gable, The Ascension, Lucha House Party, The Revival, and the B-Team, with the captains being Rude and Gable, versus the Usos, New Day, the Colognes, Sanity, Luke and Gallows, and Anderson, and the Usos are the team captains.
Man. My gut tells me SmackDown, but I'm going to go with Raw, and I'm going with Raw only because of Lucha.
Considering what they did on Raw to the entire roster when Braun Strowman came storming out, I'm going to go with Team SmackDown and say the Usos are going to probably take it.
Yeah, I think that's probably. That's true. I know it, but I still love me some Lucha House Party. So I'm going with my boys.
All right. So we got one for Raw, one for SmackDown. I'll make it two for SmackDown.
Two for SmackDown. Mm-hmm. All right. How about the five-on-five women's match?
Without knowing who the team captain is,
you're right.
Yeah.
We are at a disadvantage in a way. I'm still going to say SmackDown. But that's because I just want Asuka to finally do something. Like, let's bring her back to the old Asuka and just whip an ass all day long. But without knowing who the captain is, this one's going to be a hard one to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Agreed. I'm going with SmackDown. I'm just going to say it. They only have four people. Asuka's good.
Yep.
So are we all on SmackDown there?
Seems like it.
Yep.
Okay. Five on five men's.
Let's see. We have Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, McIntyre, Balor, and Lashley, with Baron Corbin as the captain, versus the best wrestler in the world, Shane McMahon, Jeff Hardy, The Miz, Samoa Joe, and Rey Mysterio, with The Miz being the team captain. There's a lot of weird captains in this. What the hell? Like,
there really are. I have a hard time with this one. I mean,
me too. However, they're pushing Braun and McIntyre a little too strongly, so I might have to go with Raw on this one.
Same.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna be the differing opinion here, and I'm gonna go with SmackDown. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna lose, but fuck it. You know what? Samoa Joe is going to single-handedly take on both Braun Strowman and Drew McIntyre.
That's not outside the realm of possibility.
That's how Gojo I am right
However,
now.
In the fact that you say the realm of possibility, but we need to put this in context. This is WWE possibility. Yeah. There's no fucking way.
Yeah. I mean, there is a way, though, that we could get some inner turmoil on the teams, you know, Braun Strowman, Drew McIntyre sort of conflict or some random shit like that. We'll see. It could be interesting.
So here's the real prediction that I think we need to talk about. It's November. This is the closest pay-per-view to Thanksgiving. Are we going to see the gobbledygooker this year?
It's been a long time since I've seen that. Not since early 2000s.
Really? No, I feel like we had a gobbledygooker sighting within the last 5 years.
Did we?
I feel like we did.
Oh, man. I don't know. Team.
All right.
Listeners, if you have any sightings of the gobbledygooker in the last 5 years, send it to us.
Shoot him on sight.
Hit us up at Twitter with a picture. Let us know. Gobbledygooker, they out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, potential match of the night, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Seth Rollins.
Mm.
I see champion versus U.S. champion.
This is tough. As much as I want Nakamura to win, Seth's been on a good roll with the IC championship. So, God, I would have to coin flip on this one. As a fan, I'm just going to say Nakamura.
I'm also going to say Nakamura, but I have a caveat. And that caveat is Dean Ambrose is probably going to interfere.
Mm-hmm. Most likely, yeah.
Some Dean Ambrose interference and then some no speak English low blow. Boom. That's how I see it ending. Yep. Low blow and then need a face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree. So I think that's all three of us for Shinsuke.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's not forget Ali versus Murphy.
Yeah, that's actually what I was about to say.
Okay. I'm going to go with Murphy because he had just won the title. As much as I want Ali to win, they just gave Murphy the title not that long ago. I don't think they would just flip-flop that easily, but I've been proven wrong before.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the same boat. You know, I feel like it's too early for them to be taking the title from Murphy after the buildup they've given him. But if any belt were going to change hands just out of nowhere and on a whim, it's probably going to be the Cruiserweight belt.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I'm still going to go with Buddy Murphy. I see Buddy Murphy taking it.
I'll take Ali.
Excellent.
So now we have the new match.
The massacre.
The potential massacre. Of Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. So last time we had Brock Lesnar versus AJ Styles, who is of comparable size to Daniel Bryan. And that was not a terrible match. Like, that was not a squash match.
It was not.
Do we see the same thing here? I mean, Daniel Bryan's been calling out Lesnar. I don't want it to happen,
but I have a feeling.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that they're going to pull it. So just to be a douchebag, I'm going to say Daniel Bryan.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to say Brock Lesnar, even though I feel really dirty saying that.
I'm going to say Brock Lesnar because the WWE is what it is.
Mm, indeed.
Pardon my cynicism.
Yeah, cynicism. I mean, I totally agree. I have a feeling that that's exactly what's going to happen, but I'm just going to go with D. Bryan via some type of weird screw job.
Hey, I mean, he is going heel now. So it could be, right? We could see some things. Mm. We could see a whole new world of Daniel Bryan. One that we haven't seen potentially for years.
Right.
And then we've got another last minute match. A last minute change match. Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte. Yeah. I really stopped caring about this match. But
funny how quick that was.
I think Ronda Rousey is going to win.
I have no doubt that Ronda's going to win now. But again, I'm going to go for Charlotte.
Okay.
I can't go for Ronda out of merit.
Yeah. 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 This is a Charlotte match.
All right. What did we miss?
Tag Team Championship.
Oh, we did. You're right.
The Authors of Pain versus The Bar.
Oh, Authors of Pain.
Mm.
I think it's going to be
a close
match, but I think Authors of Pain are going to walk with this one.
I think I'm going to back that decision. I think maybe this is the time that we get Authors of Pain really to take the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'd finally take advantage of having something to do with the Authors of Pain.
And I feel like The Bar is uniquely situated to give them that push.
Good God almighty. We have hit that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It's been a while. We're happy to be back. And we promise we will be putting out new material for you on at least a semi-regular basis.
So you better fucking listen.
Hey, my name is Ann Hobbs.
I'm 2Ton21.
And this is Afro DCF.
Hey. This is Cactus Elbow Hangover. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you after Survivor Series. Peace. There's no one in the sky anymore. Bye.